Welcome to All In Definitely, interviews and insights to empower you to achieve personal and professional success through friendships, relationships, and marriage. Here are your hosts, Anwar and Siana.
Welcome back. We're back here again for another week. How are you doing?
Yes, I'm doing well. Dealing with Lasco, but you know.
Yeah, it's like the
same old,
like more struggle, but happy struggle. No. It's a happy struggle all the time. No. It's always a good struggle.
It's not.
stay focused, my friends.
And Anwar always tells me, oh, are you studying with joy? Are you having fun in law school? And I'm like, I don't know if I would describe it like that, but okay.
Is it really torture?
Kind of. It's funny because of you, I put, you know how they call first year law students is 1 L's, mm-hmm. second year is 2 L's. So I put 2 L of my joy on my computer.
That's good. That's good. It's your happiness.
So that I know. Every time I see it, I'm like, Anwar, it's not joy, but
you,
okay.
You know, when we talk about law school, and when we're talking about business or the law or opportunities of law afterwards, I see you get really happy.
Yes.
And then when we talk about the actual procedure of going through school, I see you get very like, yes. Oh, this is a dark moment.
Yes. Well, but honestly, it's something that keeps me going. It's like fuel. When I learn something new and I'm like, oh my God, we could do this and that. Like it's fuel. It makes me so happy. Mm-hmm. It's such a like quick switch. Uh-huh. It's incredible. Like I can be like, hating my life for a second, and then I hear something that I feel is potentially a good idea, and I'm like, oh my God. And then I drive my drive home, I'm like, oh, thinking like, oh my God, this is such a good idea, we could do this, it's a business and blah blah blah. Like
the interesting part of that is that how risk averse you're supposed to be as an attorney, mm-hmm. but then to take advantage of a new idea you have to take a risk.
Yes.
So I'm glad that you're willing to take the risk and that you're doing a lot of like,
yeah,
those things, because I mean, I want to see you have your own company and your own, you know, yeah. things, your own vision. And it's great to work for someone and to be an attorney and do great work, but it's even better in my opinion,
yeah.
to have your own business. Cause then you can justify, like you can kind of like choose the direction that you,
exactly.
you wish to grow.
You can develop that idea. Yeah. Yeah.
If you're not doing that, then you're working for someone else, which you're still doing important work. So all the people that are working for someone else, thank you very much. I mean, you're doing great work, but you just can't run with, you can't change with the times as normally as,
exactly.
as you wish you could.
No, that I have to thank you for, because you were the one who put that entrepreneur idea in my mind. So I appreciate it.
Thank
that.
You. And I taught, a lot of people don't know this, but I taught for many years entrepreneurship at Miami-Dade College. And what I would always tell the students that I had there, I was like, how many of you are going to start your own business? How many of you are doing this to get a job, to get your bachelor's degree, to get a job? Or are you really doing this to learn all the tools you have to start a business? Because I want you all to start your own company. That's what I really mm-hmm. want. And I always said that. That was my
whole thing. I read your reviews. You had pretty good reviews.
Yeah, I did. I did.
Rate my professors before I choose my professors. Yeah. And one day I was like looking around and I'm like, let me look at Anwar. He was a professor and you had great reviews.
So yeah. And I got excited about like telling everybody to do that. But then it got to the point where I'm so busy in my own development of my businesses that I couldn't devote any more time there. But the passion is still there. Like I would love to go back and talk to people that are going to school and be like, look, I can't guarantee that you're going to be successful if you try, but I can guarantee that you should try.
Yeah.
You should definitely take the risk.
Do you feel that way about your exes, that you feel the passion and you want to go back and talk to them?
That's an interesting concept. Do I want to talk to my exes? Wow. You know, that's a funny thing, because I thought about that the other day when I was thinking like, can you be friends with your ex? Can you honestly be a friend with your ex?
I think you could. But I am. But when you say friends, like, what do you mean? Like, truly?
Like there's friends that you have. Yeah. I'm a friend of yours.
Yeah.
But there's definitely a very great respect for you and like non crossing of any line.
Yeah.
For people, you know, that don't know our dynamic, we don't flirt. There's no like concept of those things like that.
Right.
It's just a true friendship and that's that. But when you're friends with an ex, and I'm friends with an ex too, mm-hmm. right? You get away with, you sometimes make comments you shouldn't make, or sometimes you make gestures you shouldn't make.
Okay.
Or wouldn't be acceptable if you were in another relationship.
Okay.
Now, I don't do that anymore for, you know, but because I'm not, it's not productive for the friendship that I have with my ex, okay. right? But I definitely, you know, get away with comments and mm-hmm. stuff like that, like, you know?
Yeah, but you would still consider that that's a friendship?
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay, then
So for example, right, and I'll give you an example. Mm-hmm. I'll give you a crazy, a rude example.
Okay.
Let me be rude for a second.
Right.
Right? So I went working out with my ex few months ago, uh-huh. and I was like, and we're doing our stretches and we're getting ready to do our we're doing a 3-mile jog, a 5K, uh-huh. and she was doing her stretches with her tights on, and I was like, damn, the ass is looking tight. Now that's a rude comment to a lot of people, right?
Okay.
But that's not a comment that you say to your friends. But that's a comment that you can get away with saying to your ex. You don't want to, I don't look at my, you know, Donnell and be like, hey, your ass is looking tight. I mean, that's not going to happen. You know, like, you don't just do that with your friends, right? But it'd be like, it's like, you know,
I would
I mean?
Do that with my friends. That's why it's not, it's just, you just use a bad example.
Okay, that's a bad example. That's a bad example.
But yeah, I mean, I don't see why not.
So do you, and I don't expect you to be honest, because, I mean, we don't know, everyone's listening to this conversation, but let me just ask the question like this. Do you have a friend of yours or somebody mm-hmm. that you do know
yeah.
that has a friend with their ex that
yes,
have been inappropriate?
Yes, I do. And I honestly think the inappropriate part of that would be when you start talking about the relationship. What happened in the relationship, or, you know, like that, as long as it's, you know, flirting in a way. But if you're just talking about life and you even say, hey, you look so sexy, I would do that to like friends
right.
on
no,
a regular
no, yeah,
basis.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
oh my God, your ass is bigger. Or
right,
like, I don't
right.
know. Like, I don't know.
Well, I mean, I don't want to say it like that, but like.
Like, I would always, not complain, but like criticize your pants.
My pants, yeah.
Because the crotch.
My crotch area.
Was too long. You shouldn't.
You don't like jeans to fit. You like them to fit a certain way.
Exactly. And you would be like, oh, why are you always looking at my crotch? And I wasn't really like in a bad way. It was like your jeans.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. But that's not what I'm talking about.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, you could do that to a friend and not take it.
That's a friend conversation.
Exactly.
So if your husband is mm-hmm. friends with his ex.
He is.
And you're okay with that?
He's hairdresser. Hairdresser?
Hairdresser is not friends. They're just where you go to get your hair cut.
There's a lot of intimacy there.
There's not that much intimacy. You're in the
there
middle
is.
Of a haircut. No, that's not what I'm talking about.
When it's touching your head and then talking about life for over an hour, it's pretty much a date.
That is not a date.
Peter has a 4-time-a-year date with his ex-girlfriend.
He only gets a haircut 4 times a year?
I think
How
so,
How lucky
yeah.
is he?
I know.
Okay, well, listen, I'm talking about, like, if you have friends with an ex, and then you're like, hang on, let's go on a trip together, and you're married.
Yeah, that's
weird. Or you're like, let's go to dinner, or you're like, let's start a business together.
No,
that's what I'm talking about.
Well, I mean, the trip is kind of weird, but the dinner and the business, I don't mm-hmm. think that's weird. That's okay. If they're truly friends, because that's the thing. I do believe that you can be a real friend of your ex-partner.
There's a lot of people out there that say, that's going to listen to you, and they're going to say, first of all, there's no way you can be truly friends with males and females.
Well,
there's people that say that.
Yeah, I'm sure there is, but
I
have male friends. You're my friend.
Right. But I'm not, I mean, like, if you're the average person out there that has like a female that you had a long sexual relationship with, and then you're saying to that same, now you have a new girlfriend or boyfriend or marriage, and you're saying, I had this great time with this person, but now we don't even cross the line. We're just regular.
Yeah. Well, I think it depends also about like on the time, because that's the deal. Like, could you be friends with somebody that you just broke up with? I don't think
so. Not right away.
Exactly. So there has to be some time in between and maybe another relationship in between. I don't know.
Okay.
So then I would understand, because think about it. It's somebody who truly knows you. I mean, I'm assuming it's a long-term relationship that you had with that person. And even if it wasn't, you tend to be more intimate, obviously, with a relationship. And therefore, that person will know things about you that other people might not. And they might understand you better. Maybe there was some, a random reason why the relationship didn't work. However, you can stay being friends. I don't see any problem with that. I know you've been told by many wives that you cannot be friends with your ex-wives and stuff like that, but I don't think
it's going to go well for me. I don't think it's going to ever go well for me. If I ever say I'm friends with my ex, which I am, by the way, and I don't think that anyone new is going to ever understand that.
Why?
Because I don't know. I think it's a very big source of insecurity.
Because you're very flirtatious?
No, not because of that. Because of the very real possibility, and it's not real all the time, but there's definitely an undertone of comfort around someone else.
Okay.
And wherever there's comfort, there's room for inappropriateness.
But that's only if you allow that to happen.
That's true. I'm trying to struggle with examples.
There you go. I just won. You can be friends with your ex, period.
You cannot.
You can.
You cannot.
Yes, you can.
Well, you can.
As long as, like you said, as long as no, like, because I think you can be friends, but and this applies also even if you're not ex-boyfriend or girlfriend. If your true intentions are for a friendship, if there's one person in the relationship who wants something else, then, of course, some flirting and inappropriateness will happen. And therefore, yeah, it won't be a real friendship. But that will happen even, like, between people like us, you know, like, right, who are friends, but there's somebody who wants something else. So that's not the case that we're talking about. We're talking about a real friendship.
Yeah, but here's my thing. So somebody comes into your relationship. You're friends with Peter's in business with his ex-wife.
His
hairdresser. But he's in business. They own business together. They travel together. They hang out together. They go for happy hour together.
Yeah.
They're friends in that sense. They're not friends like me and you are friends. We're great friends, right? Uh-huh. But I see you like 3 times a year.
Exactly.
4 times a year. Whenever, in fact, this, I have to thank this show a lot because, I mean, we're able to talk because otherwise you're just stuck in law school. Yeah. That's not the kind of friends I was talking about. I was talking about the friends that are going out every weekend for happy hour, traveling together, hanging out, but they're exes.
Yeah.
They're ex. Is that something that can happen long term?
You know, as a girlfriend, like me being the current girlfriend, I would have a hard time accepting the whole hanging out all the time.
So not real friends. Kind of acquaintance is okay, but not like real friends.
Yeah, but I feel like I don't do that with my real friends. Well, but that's the thing. My life right now,
it's going to change.
It's weird. So I don't know. It's weird.
We use the term friends as if it's like one meaning, but it's not. It's like different meanings
behind it.
And it's like, friends are people that spend a lot of time together, travel together, hang out together, or see each other once in a while or never.
I see that friends, what I see as a friend is somebody who has your back and you know it. It's your confidant in a way, like somebody who you trust, and mm-hmm. you can tell things that you wouldn't tell other people. Somebody who you have that, like I said, that sense of security in a way that you, like we were talking a few episodes ago about, but this was in regards to a relationship. If you have an accident in regards to commitment, you have an accident, you're going to call your person. Well, I see a friend as a person who you would call in that Correct. Situation as well. So those that I see normal. So I wouldn't see problematic the fact that you do that with an ex, because you're used to, you know, call that person or, you know, rely on that person for whichever reason, and you still think that it's a reliable person to have around. However, going from there to, oh, you know what, we have business to take care of, so we're gonna fly to Maldives and we're gonna spend a week there because we
discussing
are
business
such,
topics
such good business partners. Yeah, I don't see that.
Okay, but that's not so that ties into what we were talking about before, because really and truly staying together has to do one what you're talking about is fear of infidelity, correct? And then the fact that somebody was with someone sexually before makes it a lot easier to do it again.
Yeah.
And so obviously if you're having drinks with your ex and it's a friend, but you're hanging out, it's a lot more likely things can lead to infidelity. That means you have to leave your husband, you have to break up, because that's the one thing that's unforgivable, right?
For me, it is.
For you,
yeah.
For you, it's unforgivable.
Yeah.
But in terms of like there's an ex that I have, right?
Mm-hmm.
Completely hard worker,
mm-hmm.
very honest, trustworthy.
Mm-hmm.
I can it's hard to find people that really want to work.
Yeah.
And I can trust this person hands down. Now, is it complicated? At times can be.
Yeah.
Right? But I do my best to move on given the circumstances. And I think that I've, you know, been able to grow my business because of her.
Yeah.
Right? So a new person coming in has that problem of dealing with the fact that I'm working currently with my ex.
Right? Yeah, but do you go to Bora Bora to have a business meeting with her?
Oh, no, we don't go to Bora Bora.
That's the thing. But that's what I'm saying. Like, I personally wouldn't have a problem with that if I see that is a friendship, like a real friendship, mm-hmm. and business. That's not your ex-girlfriend trying to control you in a certain way just to prove to me that she has that power over you. Like, mm-hmm. it's not becoming any sort of like competition in any way. There's nothing sketchy about the whole mm-hmm. relationship, friendship, or business partnership or whatever. So I would say that it would depend on the situation, you know?
Us humans, we really complicate a lot of things.
We are. We are. And I think, like I said, it depends on their behavior, you know? Like, how do they act when they're together? Do they still act like they're girlfriend and boyfriend? Do they know how to draw the line? Like, that's very important.
You know, this brings me back to, like, the purpose of All Indefinitely in the first place. And I want to remind the listeners that the purpose of this show, this podcast, is to reduce suffering.
Yeah.
And two, to increase individual flourishing.
Yeah.
So if you're out there and you're listening to this and you're saying there's a hard no, if you're dating somebody that's, if you're friends with somebody that you dated in the past.
Yeah.
Then I cannot allow that in my new marriage or my new relationship. That's missing the question in the first place. The first question is, what will make you suffer? And if you're a person that suffers constantly by wondering what someone else is doing, maybe you should think about yourself a little bit first.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how are you doing health-wise? How are you doing? What are you doing to take care of yourself?
For yourself,
don't worry about whatever somebody else is doing before you're worrying about
exactly.
you. So that's the first step here, right? Mm-hmm. The first step is to look at your life and say, hang on. Forget about this person and whoever they're dating and whoever they're having a relationship with. Let me take care of me first. Let me secure my mask first. Let me make sure that I'm healthy, that I'm taken care of, that I have a plan, that I can, that I don't depend on everyone else all the time. Like, as much as I can, you always live in a world with other people and you have to depend on other people, but that's not what I mean. What I mean is, like, I'm individually accountable for my own life. That's first and foremost. Secondly, does the person that I'm with help me grow?
Yeah.
And is part of that growth. Now, these are all personal growth flourishing. You're putting that first.
Yeah.
Right? So if you're analyzing your relationships, you're saying, I'm putting my personal growth and health first and my flourishing first. Secondly, I'm going to reduce suffering.
Yeah.
The reduced suffering means if this person does something with their ex, is it going to hurt me? A lot of that is a frame of mind, mm-hmm. right? Like this person cheats on you and you find out and it hurts your feelings. That's a frame of mind because some that can yeah. happen to somebody else and it not hurt so much. Yeah. And it can happen to somebody and they want to commit suicide. Like, oh, how could you yeah. do this to me kind of thing.
Well, and the way that I was looking at it, and I was going to say before, it was, I would look at it this way. It's like, if they wanted to be together, they would. So why would I? And this is what comes with what you were saying. It's a frame of mind. For me, it would be, if they wanted to be together, they would. If they are telling me this is a friendship and a partnership, I should believe it. There's no reason for him to try to, like, tell me that they're just friends when they aren't. And if that's the case, good for him. You know, like,
you know, I will tell you something.
What?
This is something that I don't know how to put into words.
Oh my God.
Okay. So I almost feel like sometimes uh-huh. some people will disagree with me. Some people will agree with me, uh-huh. but I almost feel like it's better to be an ex-husband than to be a husband in the first place, to be a husband during a marriage.
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
Because when you are before you're a husband, you're trying to get someone's attention. You want to lure them in to be part of your life, and that's a hard and sometimes difficult process to find the right one. And just talk to anyone that's ever been frustrated by finding a relationship. It's frustrating sometimes yeah. because it's difficult. Then when you're in a relationship, there's all these expectations that you have to meet. You have to meet all these expectations. On everything becomes difficult. Even ordering food. Do you know what you want to eat tonight?
No.
You don't know what you want to eat?
Probably steak and fries.
I remember you used to come to the office uh-huh. and you're having breakfast and you're having a conversation. What are you going to eat for lunch? And that becomes a conversation. And then when you have lunch, you're having another conversation thinking about what you're going to eat for dinner. Yeah. And there's a lot of effort coming into choices here.
Yeah.
Right? For a man, I don't know why. There's very few stereotypes that I put on men and women.
And that's one.
That's
of them.
One of them. Yeah. Like women cannot figure out what they want to eat. And for men, it's a lot easier choice.
What do you want to eat tonight?
Anything. I'm craving wings and wedge potatoes. Yeah, okay. That's what I'm craving.
Well, I was craving steak and fries. It's not that hard.
No, okay. Okay.
We'll keep
that in mind.
Okay.
That's what I was had. But you know what I'm saying? But like, there's nothing better to have a relationship once you have a loving relationship with an ex. Mm-hmm. As an ex.
But I was going to ask a question when you said it's better to be an ex. Do you mean, like, let's say, for example, because some people find it exciting in a sexual way to think that this is my ex and not my current partner or whatever the case may be. And now if I have sex with this person, I'm having sex with my ex another person.
No, not to have sex ever again. Okay. I'm not talking about that. You don't have to have sex ever again. It's like, once you do have sex and you do build a bond mm-hmm. with someone, that bond is last forever. Like that yeah. person is a little bit more special to you than if they didn't hurt you, if they were part of your actual happiness, right? Yeah. And whatever reason it didn't work out, I learned that a lot of times if you're not trying to hurt the person or you didn't do something very, very bad and you call it hurtful or damaging, then that's never the intent, by the way.
Yeah.
Then you get past that and you can have this great friendship that I think is better.
I agree.
It's a better, because now this person that you loved and cared about and had this great relationship with, you now get to enjoy all the greatness from this person mm-hmm. without any of the expectations part of it.
Exactly. And you already know
them. And it gets complicated. But okay. it's a less complication than being married to them in the first place.
Yeah.
What suffers if you continue that relationship is the new relationship.
Yeah.
Because now someone coming in new will never understand those things.
But I think that's on the new person. because, and also the way that you introduce that to the new person, because like we were talking in previous episodes about how we met because of our exes.
Right.
When my ex introduced your ex to me, he from the very beginning said, here, she's my best friend and we've been friends forever and this and that. Like you, it could have happened, whatever.
How did you feel about that?
That she was his friend and that they were best friends. And I was great with that because I have male friends. And I know that you can be friends with a male being a woman. So the fact that he was introducing her as his best friend from the very beginning, I respected that. And I was never really jealous of her. I was always like, okay, that's her, his
I think
best
that,
friend.
I think that the main fear there is that when men or women are friends, the main thought is, okay, that guy is just being around so that if she lets him have sex with her, then he will. Right? That's the whole dynamic.
When you say this is my friend, oh, when you say yeah. your ex or is my friend?
No, just put no. friends on side. Just friends and friends, like a male female ex, friendship, right? A lot of people are of the notion like there's a guy that wants to be your friend. Like he someone you meet. Yeah. We met under very different circumstances.
Yeah.
And our friendship was very extremely different.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about like if you meet a guy somewhere.
Yeah.
And you don't want to be he wants to date you, but he doesn't know how to ask.
Yeah.
And then he gets you friend zone him. You're like, oh, he's cute. He's a nice guy.
Yeah.
But he's my friend.
Yeah.
Right. Have you had those growing up?
Maybe.
That person secretly likes you.
Yeah.
Secretly. And wants to have more, but it's just never has the opportunity.
Okay.
Okay. That is always the understanding of a friend that's a male.
Okay.
Right? Is that the male always wants more, yeah. or the female in some cases the female, right? But that person wants more, but they're just not getting an opportunity. And I've seen this happen before, right? I've seen this happen with many people and they're married today.
Okay.
But so when somebody says like they have this male friend or female friend, my question is, how did you meet? Like what was it that, like what was the introduction like how did you think, oh no, I saw her at a bar, we started dancing and we decided that we were better off friends. Yeah, right. I don't know if I believe it, that whole thing.
Oh my
but
God.
that's not the important part anyway, but it's just something to talk about because that becomes the narrative for anyone that's male, female, and their friends.
Yeah.
Now that's one dynamic, but that's so that's like if somebody is your friend and you're, this is all about meeting a new person, right? Yeah. So me meeting a new person because I'm single, meeting a new woman, and she comes in to my life. She has to know that I have females that are friends. Yeah. Very few, very, very few, albeit very few. And I also have a female as, you know, that I work with. That's a friend of mine too that works with me. That's an ex-wife.
Okay, you will tell them.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. I would tell them. I can't not tell them. As soon as you log onto my Instagram or something, True. You're going to start asking questions.
Yeah.
And I think I have, because I very, 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 very rarely post anything.
Yeah.
By the way, my life is awesome. It's just amazing. I just don't feel like posting it because I feel like that's showing off and I don't want to do that. So I do have a bunch of, like last weekend I was at skiing again and, you know, I didn't post anything because I don't want people to think that, look at him showing off.
Well, now you're showing off.
Well, I'm not showing off, but I don't want people to think that like oh, he doesn't have this awesome.
Yeah, no, I get what you're awesome saying.
Life. But I very rarely post, but you, Sienna, are on one of my posts.
Uh-huh.
Am I? And yeah.
Oh, wow.
And then my ex is also on one of my posts. And there's like, I think there's only two females besides my mom that's on.
I'm actually going through your Instagram right now.
Go. Okay. You'll see it. You'll see that you're on the post for our podcast.
Yeah. And I just saw your mom.
And my mom.
And I saw your ex-wife.
And that's it. There's no other.
Okay.
So very few females, but it is an issue. So now if I'm dating somebody else and they're not going to say you're any problem with your mom because your mom is your mom, but they're going to call me and they'll say, but you're in business and friends still with your ex. And I have to say yes. And who's this other female that you have on this show? That's just a friend. So that becomes a challenge in meeting a new person, I don't see as it should be an issue, but it's a definite issue. It's a definite challenge for conversation. Not you so much, but
I don't see it that way. And like I said, it would all depend on the behavior. And I was actually thinking whether I should say this or not, but I think I'm friends with my ex-husband. Actually, we were legally married. And I remember the one time that I'm going to tell a story. I probably shouldn't, but it's okay. That he was in Cuba and I was going to go to Cuba. And we were talking about this. And I remember telling you, like, I wouldn't cheat because I couldn't live with myself once I'm back with Peter.
Right.
Because I was already dating Peter by the time. And so that's how I see it. Like, I can talk to him, and if we ever meet, because he's in another country, so if we ever meet in person, we can talk and have a friendly conversation. And the moment that I see that it's turning into something else, I will stop it, because it could happen, but I couldn't do that to Peter. Why would I do that to Peter? If I feel that way, I might as well just break up with Peter.
No, Peter's a great guy. Don't break up with him.
Well, but I'm saying, like, if that's how I feel, and maybe not with my ex-boyfriend, with somebody else or my ex-husband, I might as well just break up with Peter. So, but that's how I think in general. And
For you, it's going to be difficult for you to be friends with your ex.
No, it's the opposite. I'm friends with my ex because I don't
but
have
But not close any, friends is what I mean.
I don't have any problem. The moment that he thinks that it's going to become something sexual or something like that, then, well, yeah, we don't have a friendship, but...
Is sexual the only thing?
Why do you put
thing?
That face?
Because that's, you just said sexual. Like,
because that's the what only I thing. Consider cheating.
Sexual is not the only thing that you consider cheating.
What's one of the things? Probably one of the most important ones.
Intimacy, that you're telling him more secrets than you're telling Peter?
That's not cheating for me. He's my friend.
That if you're Peter, that's cheating.
Well, we should ask Peter about
that. Okay.
I'm going to ask him what he talks about with his hairdresser.
But that's, he doesn't.
That's very intimate.
That's not intimate. That's not what. Well, it's possibly true. You're right. You're right. I give you that. He's probably telling her.
How many
secrets.
Times do you have a haircut?
Once every 2 to 3 weeks.
See, what do you tell your hair?
We talk about my barber is a
barber.
he's a ultra runner.
I didn't know if he was an
he runs like between 10 miles, 6 miles a day, 10 miles a day, and then does these ultra 100 marathon.
Oh my god!
So he has these great conversations every single time I talk to him. He did another 24-hour nonstop run. He just finished a 200-mile run.
How craziness cool. is that?
Yeah, so that's what we talk about.
Okay, that's not
most running.
That's not that intimate.
No, it's not intimate.
Well, but he tells me, Peter tells me that she asked him, like, oh, how's your girlfriend and how's the relationship going and all that. So that's, to me, that's intimate.
That's not intimate.
It is.
That's conversational.
No, it is not. Anwar, come on.
That is conversation. How's it going? How's
no, her, that's
how's
the marriage? How's and that, you how's only the... have chisme with your friends.
No, you can have chisme with anybody. Chisme is what brings us together. Define chisme for people that don't
it's
know.
It's gossiping and in Spanish. Yeah. Well, in Cuban. I don't know if chisme is a Spanish word in general. But anyways.
Gossiping brings people together. Like, you sit down at a bar, you'd be like, did you hear what's going on with Kanye
West? No, that's
you
because you are a chismoso.
But I love that.
Exactly. You love that. Most people don't care.
Okay.
So when Peter's ex-girlfriend is cutting his hair and is asking about his relationship, to me, that's intimacy. Or when she
is that off the line? He's not allowed to ask those questions?
He's not allowed to answer
those questions?
I'm kidding. But no, to me, that's weird.
He can be like, he can say something like, yeah, it's been really tough for me because, you know, Sienna's studying so much. We haven't had sex
in
3 weeks.
Oh, no. You don't talk about it.
You can't say when's the last time?
No.
Why?
I don't know.
That's not.
It's off the line.
How are you going to know?
Peter just said, I'm sorry. I'm not allowed to talk about this with you.
Oh, I think he should be able to say, hey, you know, I haven't had sex in like 3 weeks with my wife. Is that a problem? How's he going to know?
Well,
that's
I mean,
a problem?
If you haven't had sex in 3 weeks, yeah, that's a problem.
Right. Well, that's normal for most married people.
Well, that's another episode.
That's another episode, right? But yeah, yeah. I would say overall, my takeaways are this.
Okay.
Number one, realize that you're responsible for your own life.
Yes.
And your spouse, whether they have a friendship with their ex or a acquaintance or a business with their ex, is not the first concern. You and yourself and your own health and your own livelihood is your first concern.
Yeah.
That's number one. Number two, you have to make sure that you are, that this person is part, being in your life is going to do something good for you.
Yeah.
Right? So for whatever he does or she does in their own life, it's not the priority. The priority is what they're doing for you part of your growth and flourishing, yeah. part of your assets. Number three, are they doing anything that can hurt you or can harm you? And if it hurts you and harms you, can you change your frame of mind to let it not hurt you and harm you by still getting the benefit of having them in your life?
Yeah.
Or do you have to separate this relationship, go into the ex status, and still get the benefit of having that person in your life, and you become then a friend?
Yeah.
That is someone part. And last, if the person is part of someone that is, if you see how they treat their ex or how they treat their spouse is probably a great indication of how they would treat you if something went wrong. So that's also a window. It's an opportunity to
that's
see.
That's true.
So just taking everything into account, like how a person's soul is. I mean, I know you don't like to think about if you're looking at someone, if you're looking at Peter and he gets his haircut, but he's so kind and sweet to her and you know, probably tips her too much. Who
knows?
No,
he's in trouble.
It's probably somebody that's going to come to you and when you have your law firm and talk to you about what's going on and maybe be helpful or be like, maybe he has his business going great and be involved and have that same freedom to be in those things. So it's an opportunity to look into those things.
And when you've given so much to a person, like in a relationship, especially like I've been with Peter for 4 years now, mm-hmm. it would make me feel really happy to, you know, keep him in my life, even though like if we break up in good terms, I don't see any reason why we couldn't keep each other in our lives.
Oh my God. No, listen, that's the whole thing. And we got to do another episode on this. And guys, send me emails or comments if you think about this. But I want to do something on the benefits of being an ex-spouse.
Oh my God, yes.
I just want to say like that is the status that everybody's running from. But that's the best status, in my opinion, to be in because you get all the joy. Of course, no sex, but you get joy of having someone. You get the joy of having someone there that you really love and trust.
Yes,
and you don't have to worry about any expectations.
Exactly.
You don't have to figure out what to eat. They have to figure that out. And you can say exactly. it in those terms.
Exactly. So the bottom line, it is possible.
Don't be fearful. Yes.
It is possible.
It's challenging at first and it takes an open mind.
Yes.
But it's definitely possible.
It is possible.
We live in a world today that's unlike it where it was 100 years ago where people only had one spouse and they were like adulterer or something like stamped on their head if they did something wrong or anything like that. Today, kind of free and open and you play with it because you can at first glance, just because someone did something wrong doesn't mean that they're all the way wrong and they have to stay out of your life. Just means you have to stop committing to that person in a marriage type way. That's all that means.
Exactly.
And with that, I'm going to wrap this up and, just shout out to our sponsors, careerhighschool.com. If you need help getting your high school diploma or career training certificate, go to careerhighschool.com or call
305-456-5948.
And that's it.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Take care.
You've been listening to All Indefinitely. Help us spread the word by subscribing and sharing the show.